Welcome back to another edition of the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. This is our YouTube channel, daily offering. Be here for about 15, 25 minutes. At the time of this taping, January 8th, start of a new week. Big snowstorm here in Maine, the first one of the winter season. Get about 13 inches of snow. Been getting my exercise today, cleaning off my patio and my car in my condo association, prepping for the folks that come in and take care of that kind of thing for us. Luckily, it was powdery, so it wasn't too heavy. If it had to be had, there's one right behind it that's going to be rain-laden. That's not fun. That's the heavy stuff, so we'll deal with that. When the time comes, I'm a little tardy on my videos. And my project for the week is to try to catch up on my workout videos. Tonight being Monday night, I'm hoping to commence doing that tomorrow in earnest. I'll catch up on some of the subjects I've been talking about at the audio shows, plural. I've been talking a lot about Qigong and my embarkment on it for a lot of number of years to some degree, but more intensified of recent note. And I'm embarked a little bit on refreshing myself in Reiki 3 for certification of. I'm Reiki 1 and 2, and I'm also embarked in a self-healing program as a home healer. So I'm doing all of these self-enrichment programs in retirement. I'm fully retired. And I do these three podcasts in the YouTube version daily. So I mostly serve as a goodwill ambassador in all the things I did in business and in life. Jacob Marley, long ago and far away, fully retired. And over the three shows, I very much part-time market share to different entities. CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, which is a wholesale health and wellness company. And I'm a happy client there for 67 months and counting. I'll be getting my next smart ship order from them probably next week. And then in the wealth arena, BA Sales 7K Coolest Collectible Coin Club, I'm now a happy client for 19 months and counting. And I assimilate the state animal collection coin series there. Again, I'm about to receive my next coin. I believe it's my 21st coin when it gets here. And that'll be next week. And then I do small incremental investments in gold and silver and precious metals because you can. That's the beauty of membership. So I talk about those things at the business show. And I call that the Maine, as in the state I reside in, M-A-I-N-E, Maine Mentor Moments. And they're more so in life now, as I'm retired, so they're mentor moments in business and in life. But there's something to be gleaned there, wherever anybody falls in that spectrum. And then there's my workouts for geriatrics, a.k.a. Silver Streakers, all things senior citizenry in the health genre, physical workouts, resistance bands, free weights, nutrition, healthcare, but good for all kids from 1 to 92 because, again, it's health and wealth, health and wellness. So also in my goodwill ambassadorship in retirement, I'm continuing to pay it forward with many of the people I've been blessed with in my career, now retired, long ago and far away. When I left corporate America in 1996 and went sole proprietor for the better part of 30 years and retired fully from that in 2019. And then I had a semi-retirement job for 16 years that I retired from 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years this summer. So most of my capacity is goodwill ambassadorship, and I'm blessed to have had and continue to have many guests in studio, much like the three that I outlined in Prelude shows upcoming on February 12th. And I just had Tim Doyle from China on my show as the new year became. And we're still working on getting some kinks. And his webmaster actually sent me a nice email today. And I'm going to talk about Tim in a second. I want to keep an eye on the clock here. We're about 5 minutes in. So trying to catch up on a little bit of housekeeping, if you will. So when I get to the videos for my workouts for geriatrics, I've been talking a lot about Qigong and exercises and heart-brain coherence that we do at the guided meditation series, freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm in the audience. It's my therapy. I go there to listen for the 6 months that they've been doing that. That's led by Seth Lee Brzezinski, our guide and moderator, meditator. Just a great, where we talk about coherence, getting in touch with the innate traits. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. All subjects that we talk about at my three shows. And then, of course, at the Holistic Healing Hour, it's mostly a little bit more ethereal. We talk about Reiki, yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, my knockoffs of at the Workouts for Geriatrics, Silver Streakers, which is a knockoff in and of itself of Silver Sneakers, the formal program from Anthem Insurance, which I watch and participate in. And then I glean from that and adapt it to my own gig that I do that y'all see, those of you that join in. And that's what's encompassed in those videos. And we talk about nutrition as well, as I said before. So speaking of my friend Tim Doyle, as the new year became and the old year ended, Tim was a guest on my show 2 times last year, as it was. And we tried to do a New Year's Eve show as it still was 2023. I just salvaged that into a semblance of a radio show. And it's okay. It's great. These things happen. Like I say, we're still trying to decipher if it's over on the other side of life for whatever reason. Some really crazy stuff happened. So, and it might be, I teased him a little bit and the golden ones will confer through him. And there's an inside joke that we got a message, all innocent. Yeah, I'll leave that for Tim to divulge. Tim probably will be back on my show in February. He's very busy. And speaking of his webmaster, I think they're starting to work on getting Tim a little bit more exposure on podcast shows overall. And I think they might be doing their own version of a podcast once or twice a month. They're you know, bantering about that, talking about it. And I got the nice email from his webmaster today. Hi, Sid, if you're coming through. And Tim and I would love to work with Tim. So I kind of think that's in the cards, not trying to put the horse before the cart or the cart before the horse. And I think they're working on putting a blurb about us doing so in their next newsletter. So stay tuned for all of that, and that would be great. But no matter how it folds and unfolds as 2024 fetters out, Tim will be an integral part of my shows for sure on many fronts. So I wanted to go through. I'm a recipient of Tim's newsletter, and I always listen into his videos at the Golden Ones. And I just got his most updated newsletter that he actually released today. So I'd like to share some of that with you for the balance of this video here at YouTube right now. So in 2024, Chinese astrology, oneness with creation, and tuning in to the mind of God, that's Tim's newsletter. Wanted to scan down because there's an interesting part, pardon me, about the Chinese zodiac and animal sign. So the luckiest, I'm reading this verbatim from Tim's newsletter. The luckiest Chinese zodiac signs in 2024 are monkeys, roosters, and pigs. Then with not quite so much luck comes oxes, rabbits, goats, and dogs. Dragons' fortunes will be influenced by opposition to Tai Sui, T-A-I-S-U-I. On the metaphysical level, the point is that no matter what sign we were born in, there is always work to do to truly enjoy our path to oneness. Working on our relationships with the world around you is the ultimate technique to experience the bliss of oneness with creation. And then there's another video about the path to oneness, the Golden Ones with Tim Doyle. And he goes on to talk about the Ascension program in the newsletter. But I wanted to highlight this part because we've been talking a lot about these two subjects at my archival shows. Conscious and the subconscious, which is what we talk about at freedomsnap.org each and every Tuesday. Those subjects as far as coherence, heart-brain coherence, getting in touch with our organs, the vibrations of anger and anxiety and depression, how they actually vibrate the organs, and then going to your subconscious, between your conscious and subconscious to get to the sweet spot, checking your ego at the door. A lot of Joe Dispenza stuff we've talked about, Bruce Lipton, Gaia for sure. You'll be hearing a lot more about Laura Eisenhower on the astrology side. Her and Seth will be doing some work together that we'll keep you posted on in here. So my thing now is I'm definitely still the porcelain junction box, and that's the moniker I wear proudly. That's my forte, and it always has been, putting you in touch that I've been blessed with all of these manufacturers, doctors, lawyers, authors, spiritualists, all the broad subjects that we cover, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. And continue to pass on, in some cases, years ago's relationships. Some of the people are still with us, and time goes on. I lost a lot of friends in passing, business-wise. It goes back that far, but their companies survive in most instances, and some of them are still with us, and they're doing well, and they've been guests on my shows, and they have open invites to come back. And we have a schedule for February. And I have a guest in March. We're cutting back from the rapid pace of last year. That was by design, where I had 140 in-studio guests for the year, 119 of them at the Podmatch Arena alone, which I left the premise in November 1st. You know, nothing against Alex and Alicia. I've done nothing but compliment them, and they're doing great things over there. Just wanted to slow the pace down, tamp it down to one show, two shows a week. I'll do my daily shows regardless. That's as far as in-studio guests. That's a good blend. There's a lot of post-production. There's a lot to it. And I'm still fine-tuning it along the way. I have aspirations of trying to refine more soundproofing, more equipment, and all of that. That's back burner right now, as life is in the way for all of us in those regards. So Tim's newsletter, you'll be hearing a lot more about that at my shows. I did want to squeeze that in. I'm going to highlight that at one of my audio shows, Our Soul's Purpose with Timothy Joseph Doyle. That's his most recent video. And guided meditation, the created process. And a lot more information about his upcoming, where he wants to take the program. And he gets into third eye chakra, subconscious and consciousness, which I'll tie in what he said in his newsletter and what we've been saying to try to keep it as sequential in my daily shows as we've been talking about. So the third eye chakra, there's a nice exercise that I'll highlight from Tim's newsletter. And then a little bit more about Tim, for those of you that might not know about it. I'll segue out on that here. Tim is an ordained metaphysical minister, Reiki master, and certified Kundalini instructor. He is retired from his past life as an employee in corporate America and is now settled in China. Since a few years living with his partner, Goddess, and he has been indeed there for, I think the better part of a decade. Over the years, Tim has received many visitations from the Golden Ones, Angel of Death, Lords of Amenti, Thoth, the Egyptian god, the Arcturarians, who are seventh dimension beings. We talked about all of those things a little bit on Tim's two prior performances and appearances on my shows. And he also has experienced with Ayahuasca, which we definitely talked about, and Hawashuma, with the shamans in Peru, UFO encounters, out-of-body experiences, OOBE, and astral travel. His life is so fascinating, and there's so many anecdotal over 56-plus years of doing this. There's fodder for so many shows with Tim that I can't wait to work with him to whatever degree he and Sid want to go. Whatever little part that I can do to accentuate their efforts, we're all in this together. So stay tuned. There's some news coming up. I want to have Tim, when he comes back, bring us up to snuff on where things are. So his guidance is to educate souls on their purpose, Tim, in the Earth Spiritual Training School, and use their God characteristics embedded within them. And since 2013, Tim has worked with thousands of people to assist in comprehending their purpose in life and the best path for their soul's ascension. The website, once again, is The Path to Oneness, which offers online programs, much more news coming up about a membership program that Tim's working with Sid, the webmaster, and books and astrological numerology reports. I'll be talking more about the numerology report that I did recap, that Tim was so benevolent to send me a free numerology and astrology report. Very fascinating, Mr. Spock from Star Trek. And consultations for spiritual ascension and to understand the self. So how are we doing on the studio clock here? I like to try to keep these to 25 minutes or so. So how are we doing? We're doing real good. We're only at 8:30. Well, we're at about 12:05. So deep calming breaths starting to phase out. One of the things that I will do, I'm just reaching out to the right. You cannot see my thumbs off camera, but my thumbs are pointing up in the air. And my hands are pointed up, my fingers are pointing out, my thumbs are pointing up. This is one of the Hui Qigong exercises and meditation procedures that I'll be doing in the videos this week when I catch up. So I'm simply turning my head. I know off camera, it probably looks like my left, but it is indeed my right. I mean, on camera to yourself. So I'm looking at my right thumb, and I'm trying to twist my head back comfortably in this exercise. You can see my neck muscles, and you'll feel them and see your own when you do these. Many of you know how to do this exercise, know this. This is a good neck exercise. And then you would do the same thing to the left and looking back, turning your head, stretching as far as you can, and then pointing my thumb, looking at it. I pull it into my nose. I pull it in front. And then I reach out and push. This is a standing exercise that I'm doing seated. Then I bring it back, go right, and then I look left. One more time, look, pull it into my nose, go frontwards, and then push. That's one exercise that we'll be doing on camera. Another one standing up, and I'm not going to stand up right now. We'll do a seated version. You'll just have to envision it. A lot more about tapping, which is a subject we talk about at freedomsnap.org. We've ended many of the meditations with tapping. I've had many guests other than Tim, to include Tim, but talking about tapping on my shows last year, and I'm going to be having more coming up. Got a lot of experts within all of these fields that we talk about in the many subjects. And then I'm going to be doing a lot of Qigong exercises and movement over the head and talking about getting out of our survival mind and our intellectual mind, which is where all of us have been conditioned to be, and getting to our intuitive mind that helps suppress and depress depression. And that's what you want to do. I talked in one of my shows about going beyond your ceiling of the five senses, if you will, going beyond what we've been conditioned to think and told, to get to that sweet spot of checking our egos at the door that cause all that spinning of the monkey mind And 95% of the world is stuck in that syndrome for the most part, and 5% of us are on the other side and trying to retain, because your past vortex will very much predetermine your future. There's a lot of Joe Dispenza influence on that from a recent 13-video series that I did for the second time. Fascinating, about the brain and getting to the sweet spot and checking our ego at the door. Tim and I will talk about what I'm about to say. We all come from apes. Not totally necessarily, but we're all apes. We're all apes, and that's kind of where we want to be. Check the egos at the door. That's the gateway to getting to the good side. Tim is going to definitely be the gateway to help us get to the golden ones in the path about where we've come from, where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. For those of us that are of that ilk. And he's just so diversified. Numerology, astrology. He's a Reiki master. So many anecdotal stories. I can't wait to work with him. So we're at about the 15-minute mark. We'll do some more standing exercises. There are some videos coming. Promise, promise, promise. And that's it on about the housekeeping and what's upcoming. I did do 3 prelude shows. One of them will be released tomorrow. There's 2 that's already released about the 3 guests that coincidentally, pardon me, early in February or on the 12th. That's fine. Again, I'm retired. And this is what I do and how I do it. So again, in closing, I've been blessed. Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, lawyers, manufacturers, meditators, yoga instructors, really. I've talked to them all. We are global. I'm blessed. Tim, I've talked to folks in China, Tim, in New Zealand, Australia, Germany, France, England, my friend Byron Athene. I've given him some time as the New Year has, you know, churned. He'll be back probably at the tail end of January, and he'll be a multiple guest. He was a 5-time appearance guest at the tail end of last calendar year. We finished up on December 7th with his 5th appearance at that time. He'll be back. I've got, let's see, 2 guests coming up that I guess all 3 of them will be new guests as February becomes. And my March guest will be 2nd-time guest when she gets here to do so. And then, as I say, we'll be booking probably one for sure weekly, as I can get the schedule to correlate and coordinate with that. I'm batting 1-for-1 so far with Tim, and probably 2 as it gets going max with the post-production and the 3 shows daily in this YouTube version, and then all the post-production and the multifaceted subjects that we talk. And I do author a blog and the social media that I interact with as well. So continue to pay it forward. We're working with many groups of intuitives, like-minded individuals, and you'll be hearing much, much more about many of them that I really didn't get the opportunity to talk about so much last year. So there's much, much more in the bullpen, too, that I haven't even talked about yet. Thus is trying to stay fresh with fodder for, you know, 6 years and running, 365, 7 days a week. So we're looking for good and bigger and better things. That's where you guys and gals come in. I was blessed to get some great accolades from you guys and gals at Spotify and Buzzsprout last year. Thank you so much. And that's entirely due to yourselves and the provocative guests that I've had. And I'll take a little tiny bit of credit as being the conduit to, you know, correlate and coordinate all of that. But that's the only thing I did. And y'all know, you know, that I don't do this. I'm not a gifted podcaster. And obviously, this voice, throat, countenance, and all of that, it is what it is. It's the message, not the messenger. My guests are the messengers. So continue to pay it forward. The message does resonate. And I have many goodwill ambassadors that do just that. And that's so key. They're involved to whatever level they want. Those of you that are participating on the teams of the marketing efforts, welcome. And wherever you fall in, the message resonates now. Everybody on this planet now knows somebody in discomfort, dismay, up against it, challenged, all of the above. There's really no way that you couldn't if you're being honest with yourself. In your neighborhood, your street, where you work, if you do, your community, your Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. All wild animals being driven out of their environments for a multitude of reasons, natural disasters and otherwise, man-made, created with intent. Things we talk about at another platform, by the way. So the message does resonate, and it's we grow together. We're one small star seed at a time. And that's the multifaceted, multi-piece jigsaw puzzle that apothecary holistic medicine is, working in synchronicity and synergistically together. And there's some huge numbers in these intuitive groups. So anybody that may work for an agency, if you're representing an author, you know, a manufacturer, whatever, and you need to reach out and you're looking to get more exposure for your client on podcast shows, do reach out. I do all my own booking. And again, I changed the complex of the show. Booking out in 6 month intervals, you know, last year for a number of reasons, mostly life, the world. And that's a long time to book out. And one of my guests I had at the very tail end, two times over, took us 6 months. Life, vacation, world travel for himself. Hey, we accomplished the mission. So we're closing the window on that. I'm trying to reach out in like 35 to 45 day windows. And like I said, there'll be one regular guest as we get the ball rolling, and maybe as many as two. So thank you so much. Continue to join us. Continue to pay it forward. And again, one time in closing, everybody, really, seriously, all wild animals in their environment, domesticated animals, their people, plants in this planet. Hopefully you perceive us as a harbinger of good information. And if anybody wants to reach out on the Interpol, on the poll interaction message board at my shows, it's pretty much how I communicate with everything. Always email, for sure. But so much of email goes to spam on both sides of the fence, yours and mine, and that gets lost in translation sometimes when it's bona fide, real. And, you know, you've heard, you sent me something, I've sent you something, somebody did something, and, you know, it gets lost in translation. And it's tough enough for all of us. So please do interact at the polls and at the message board. Who do you like? Who have you liked? What guests inspired you to get here? Thank you so much. What guests have been keeping you here? What are we talking about, you know, 365, 7 days a week? Help us out. What do you like? What are you experiencing? The daily polls help out. What would you like us to ask on the polls that we haven't asked? When my guests come prepared to answer questions over and above what we're shooting for, and that will happen as this year fetters out more possible live Q&As, and that helps build the audience, yours, mine, and ours, and the networking. And that's my capacity now, giving back. I was blessed. I do this of my own volition. And my bucket list in retirement, if you will, is different than most. And everybody has their bucket list and is entitled. They're all beautiful. In lieu of world travel or any of that kind of stuff, I'm trying to keep my brain on straight. And I do all these challenges with trying to self-teach the language, Mandarin, the magnetic memory method, which I so much love. Two-time guest, Dr. Anthony Matipier, the originator of that program. He'll be back on this year too, probably a little bit later in the year, or certainly after the confines of the first quarter. Probably he's in the middle of finishing two books, and our show might be embraced around the release of those. And he's pretty much nose to the grindstone and continues to release the videos congruent with his program that I chime in. And what's the other one I left out about? Dr. Dustin Sulak, healer.com, home healing program. So, enough said. Join us every day. We appreciate that. Join us, and new people joining in. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. It's better, and it'll get better. It's a constant work in progress, and that's great. It inspires. It's not a perfect world, as the old saying went. It never was, and it most assuredly isn't now. But it can be. No fear factor, no fight, no flight. just being cognizant, vigilant. So make it a safe and productive day. We'll see you at the shows. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. And not too bad if you're still there. 24 minutes and some odd seconds. Peace, everybody. We'll see you at the shows.